For the first time, a U.S. conductor will lead the Lebanese National Symphony Orchestra. Charles Ansbacher lives and works in Boston, where he created the Boston Landmarks Orchestra. But in the past decade, he's tried to bridge the gap between the United States and the world. President Clinton once called Ansbacher the unofficial ambassador of America's music. The World's Aaron Schachter spoke with the conductor on the eve of his concert in Beirut.
Charles Ansbacher had it good in the 90s. He lived in Vienna and worked with the Vienna State Opera and the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, among others. But one day he got an invitation to conduct in Dushanbe, the capital of the former Soviet state of Tajikistan, and he was hooked.
There, my concert that I conducted was very exciting and very important to the country, I think. Whereas the concert I had done in Vienna wasn't even a ripple in Vienna, because there are so many programs going on. And that sort of began my activities, sometimes in conjunction with the United States State Department. But I have ended up in conducting many strange, I say strange, by that I mean somewhat off of the normal tourist travels. I've been in Minsk a couple of times, in Belarus, which is one of the more unfriendly countries in the world to the United States, and in all over the former Yugoslavia. I conduct in Sarajevo. I also worked there during the war. So it's been kind of an activity of mine to perform in emerging democracies or in locations which are somewhat unusual.
Is there anything then political about your choice in music, or is it as the spirit moves you?
I think that it's important for America to project that it has values which are often coincident with the values of various countries that I conduct in, or if not coincidence, then maybe bring a certain democratic spirit which is not present in those countries. I think this is particularly important for countries where we don't have very good relations, and it's important at a time when the United States is thought so badly of in many parts of the world because of our activities in Iraq. So it's a nice antidote that the State Department can bring from time to time. It's fun to introduce the orchestra to American music. You know, this is great American music, in my opinion. Maybe, the Sousa is so American, and certainly Bernstein, probably this is the most American piece ever written. So, and it's a favorite of mine, so it's always fun to do it.
Ansbacher says in many places where he goes, it's hard to communicate with the performers because of language or cultural differences. But he says for the most part, he can let the music do the talking. And it looks like he's having a ball. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.